Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Hey, must be exciting to get back in the car at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's been such a long time. So we've been sitting and waiting for this calendar to be released and where we're going and what we're doing. And then Bathurst got announced for December, which is fantastic. And then, obviously, we have five rounds to go. So where the location was, first it was Queensland, then it was Adelaide, then it was Sydney, then it was Melbourne. It's been everywhere. But, to have a calendar announced is great. And we know we'll finish the season and there'll be a champion crowned in December and it'll finish at Bathurst. So, yeah, pretty good to know that we've got somewhere to race. Now we work towards try and get the best end of the year we can.
And, of course, as you mentioned there about Bathurst being the last race of the season, wouldn't that be an ideal finish to the end of the season to have Bathurst, because it's such an iconic event that maybe that should be the last round of the season instead of saying, I don't know, Newcastle or something like that, have Bathurst as the last race?
Yeah, I've always thought Bathurst should be the last one, because you're pretty well the saying bin it to win it doesn't sort of suit anywhere more than Bathurst. So you would, not that the boss would want to hear it, but you would write the car off to win that race if you could, you know. So plus, if you do win it, and I've been lucky enough to win it in 13, it's kind of a strange feeling where you win the biggest race on the calendar and then go straight into the next round a week and a half later. You're not sure if you should celebrate or, you're working hard to get the cars ready or whatever it is. So I think it's fantastic having it at the end of the year. It's sort of fallen into that place now due to COVID. But, I think it's a great way to finish, because when you do win that race, the last thing you want to do is go racing again a week later. You want to celebrate because it's such a big emotional feeling to win it. So, I think it's great way to finish the year.
Because it's also the other media stuff as well, because, as you say, you've won it previously, and then the next day or the Monday, you're doing the media tours, you're doing all that sort of stuff, and then you've got to try and concentrate on the next round. So all your energy is sort of taking up with the media days in the first couple of days. Then you've got to switch gear, so to speak, and go into another sprint round. So maybe we can try and get a petition together to make Bathurst the last race of the year. Probably won't do much, but at least we can try.
Well, this year we've been really gifted. We started with it and finished with it. So we've kind of been very lucky. But, I think it's a great way to finish. But, you know, I also love the calendar, the way it's been released now, that Newcastle for next year's round one, because that's physically the hardest event we go to. So when you talk about, the calendar and how it rolls out, rolling straight into Newcastle after 3 months off is going to be really, really tough.
Yep.
But then finishing at Bathurst with the big event, I think it builds, and that's how sports should be, in my opinion. You look at AFL, everything, it builds into the grand final, and our sport should build into the grand final too. So, I love it, but we've fallen into it, which is great. But, fingers crossed.
Mark Winterbottom, yes, there you go.
But the way the calendar works is always around governments too, so it's not always as easy as the way it rolls out. But, fingers crossed it stays.
Mark Winterbottom joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View, regular to the program, of course. Now, what have you been doing during the forced off-season?
I'm up in Yarrawonga, so...
Oh, listen to you
go. I'm enjoying life, so when they say we're going to Sydney, I'm actually quite happy to have a race in Yarrawonga, to be honest. So, if I could bring the event here, even winter, it would have been a home race. So, just tried to stay sane. I know it's been tough on everyone. Yep. I feel really, we're lucky that we've got a race to look forward to. Some people have done it really tough. Yep. So I feel for everyone, but tried to live a pretty basic life and get away from all the danger at the moment, because it's a crazy place.
Now, of course, the announcement in the last couple of weeks that your teammate, Scotty Pye, has re-signed with the team. I guess that's good for the team and also consistency, because, obviously with everything that's going on, it's good to have that consistency in the background.
Yeah, it is. And that's how you become successful. You always try and look for the best options, but you always need continuity as well, because when you're driving this program, and it's a tough sport in that way, that you build a team around you and then you've got to keep that strong team, because finding them's hard, losing them's just as easy as, or easier than finding them. So he's agreed to, yeah, to stay on, which is great. I think the team's in a really good position. I think we're got good things to come, especially when Gen 3 comes as well. So it's exciting times. He'd be silly to leave, and he didn't even look around. He, you know, obviously did the deal straight away. So, yeah, it's great he's on board, and fingers crossed we can get this team into the top position, which is why I signed 2 years ago to get this team to the front, and he's part of that journey.
Now, I guess, Mark, just finally, what do you do now between, say, today and the start of the resumption of the season? I mean, is it fishing? Is it golfing? Is it reading a book? What do you do? Because, you know, you now realise you're so close to that start point. Do you go back into training? What do you do?
I hate reading, so it won't be, I can guarantee it won't be reading. No, look, you train non-stop. Like, even in the break, obviously, I've gone really hard in the training sense to make sure that when they do, because they often give you 2 weeks' notice that, hey, we're going racing again. So you can't lose your fitness. So, really trained hard in the break. And now that we have a track, we now know that what we're setting the car up for and what we're looking for. We're also going to test at Winton before Sydney Motorsport Park. So we've got a fair bit to do. Between now and then, but at the same time, you've got to keep sane, and everyone in this situation has felt it. You're being locked up. You've got to get outside, go for walks, and we can play golf, go fishing, whatever it is. Keep the brain fresh, because when we do go racing, it's going to be really busy back into the year. So bit of everything, work, play, just don't read. That's about it.
some sound advice. So the last book I read was about something about primary school, and that was years ago when I was reading all those books then. So, hey, Mark, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Also, the fact that you've been a wonderful contributor to the program over the last year or so. Wish you well for the rest of the season, and can't wait to see the Ewan Racing car up the front, and maybe on that last day in December, whenever it is for Bathurst, we see it at the number one spot.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. And good luck to you too. Bendigo's losing a very good voice there. So good luck to you too, mate. And bring on Bathurst.
Very kind of you to say. Hey, Mark, once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Mark Winterbottom there from Ewan Racing joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria. Thanks, buddy.